Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 22nd day of Adar Sheni, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Nedarim Perek 11, Mishnah Dalad. We talk further about breaking a vow of a wife by a husband. Says the Mishnah, a woman who says to her husband, Koinom She'eni Oysal Pi Abba, I hereby make a vow that I will not make anything, or anything that I make will be also like a carbon for my father. Also, he cannot eat or have enough from anything I produce. Or, Valpi Avicha, or she says, I'm making, banning like a carbon, anything that I make for your father. Valpi Achi, or for my brother. Valpi Achicha, or for your brother. In all of these cases, Eini Yochel Hafer, the husband has no ability to break these vows because they do not fall into the category of Inui Nefesh. They're not painful for the wife. They're not painful, and they don't interfere with their relationship. It's not affecting them, the husband and wife. It's affecting another party. But if she says to her husband, She'eini Oysa Alpicha, I'm not going to make for you. In other words, she made a neder to forbid anything that she produces anah for the mouth of the husband. Ainu tzorch lahafir. He doesn't even need to break that neder because the neder never got off the ground. And why is that? And that's because she is mishubedes. She is obliged to do these things for her husband. And therefore, she can't usher what she produces for the husband. Rabbi Kiva Mer Yofer. Rabbi Kiva says, no, the husband needs to break such a neder. Because we are worried that concerned, maybe she'll make more than what she has to make, the minimum amount, which the Chacham said you have to make. There is a certain minimum that a woman is obligated to make for the husband. And that extra is not his. And the neder, the vow, can be applicable, will be valid in respect of that extra. And therefore, the husband needs to break it, says Rabbi Kiva. Can the husband break it? Yes. Under what category will it fall? It'll fall under the category of Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeino. It falls in the category between things that are affecting their relationship, obviously, because he can't be so careful to not have enough from the extra that she's meant to have. And therefore, it affects their relationship, Beinoi Lebeino, and for that reason, we say that he can't do it. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. The Tanakhama doesn't agree. He holds that even the extra belongs to the husband, and therefore, she cannot make it also on him. It doesn't get off the ground in the first place. There's no need to break the neder. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Yofer, he says he can break it. Even for the ikur maseda, even for the main work of her hand, the husband needs to break the neder. Why? Didn't we say before that she is mushubedes, that she has to make it husband? Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shema Yigarshana. There is a worry that he might divorce her. And if he divorces her, there will be no obligation of at all of her to produce for the husband. Then the neder will be chal. Why? Because he's not her husband. So therefore, the neder that she made, that he cannot have any benefit from what she produces, will be chal at that time after the divorce. And because it's chal, then usia suralav, she'll be forbidden to return to him because he will be also, he'll be prohibited to have benefit from anything she produces, masiyada. And it'll be impossible for him to be so careful that she won't make any malacha from the malachas that a woman does for her husband. It's a natural thing; it's going to happen. So therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he has to break her neder, and it'll help. How will it help break the neder? Because it falls under the category of Dvorim Shebeinoi Lebeinah, things that are affecting their relationship between him and her, obviously. Now, some of Farshim learn that also Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri also argues with Rabbi Akiva, and he's of the opinion that the oidef, this extra that a woman produces, also belongs to the husband. And therefore, if that were the only reason, that because of the extra, he doesn't have to break the neder because it doesn't get off in the first place. It's only because, Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's only because the ikur ma'aseh deha, the main obligation that she has to make for him, that the husband has to break because he might divorce her, as we said before. And if he divorces her, then the neder will be applicable as soon as he divorces her because he's not her husband. And then we are fearful that he won't never be able to marry her again, even if she doesn't get married to someone else in between. Now, the Gemara adds a qualification to our Mishnah. And that is as follows. We're talking here about a case where the woman said, Yikodshu yodai la'osehem. She didn't just say, what I will produce will be osa to my husband or ospa to these people. She said, Yikodshu yodai la'osehem. My hands will become kodesh to Hashem, who made them. Then the neder will be chal after gerushin, after divorce. Why? Because the hands are something existing now in the world. So her hands, she can sanctify them to Hashem. She can make them hektish, and hektish will apply. But if she doesn't say that, if she doesn't say that the hands are going to be hektish, if she doesn't use that expression, then we have a rule, a man cannot be maktish dovash lo belolam. You can't sacrifice that hasn't come to the world. So she can't now make maktish something that she's going to produce in the future that she can't do. So she has to say, katsu yodai lo'osehem. That's how the Gemara explains it. By the way, the reason for the Tanakhama, why he argues Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Rana explains it's because he doesn't hold that the Hafora will help when he divorces her. That could be the reason that he has to look at the that's why he says that he doesn't have to be made for it. He doesn't have to break it at all, because it won't even be Chal after he divorces her. That's how the Rana explains. Mishnah. There are three things which are important in any case of a neder. And you have to, one who wants to break the neder has to realize these three things. Who made the neder? The nature of the neder? What type of isur is it? And what's the item being forbidden? These are the three things. And if this is not known at the time of breaking the neder, then the whole hafara, the whole breaking of it, will not be valid. It's done in error. Nodra ishtoi mishnahei. Nodra ishtoi, his wife made a neder. Vesovash and nodra bita. He thought his daughter's making the neder. And he broke the neder based on that, thinking that it was his daughter. Finds out later on it's his wife. Or the other way around. Nodra bita, vesovash and nodra ishtoi. Daughter made the neder, he thought it was his wife. So this is a toss, an error as far as the maker of the neder. Nodr banozir, or what happens? She made a nodr, the neder, that she'll become a nozir, she'll be a nizira, she won't and cannot eat grapes. Vesovur, he thought she nodr bakobin. He thought she simply made a nodr, I'm not going to eat grapes. All grapes are awesome in the carbon, but not that she was a nozir. Or the other way around, not of a carbon. She only made a neder that she'll make a grapes ossetur like a carbon. Vesovur, but he thought she not of a nozir. He thought that she made a neder to be a nozir. And on that basis, he broke the neder. Nodra min atainim, she acid upon herself figs. Vesovur, and he thought she nodra min anovim, he thought that she made a neder from grapes. Or the other way around, nodra min anovim, vesovur, she nodra min atainim. She made a neder not to have grapes. And she thought, and he thought that, what's his name, that she made a neder from figs. And he made he broke the neder on that basis. In all these cases, he has to repeat the breaking of the neder. He has to do the hafara all over again. Why? Because the hafara was betos. It was in error. Hafara betos is not called hafara. It says in the Parshas Nedarim that he has to yoni oisa v'hefer es nidra. V'shama v'es nidra. It says by the husband and by the father, they have to hear who made the neder. He has to understand who made the neder and what the nature of the neder was. And if it's not known and he broke it, then it's a toss. It's a mistake.